Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello, is this Bud?
Yes.
Hey, Bud, it's Steve here. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So please tell me, is this a good time? Can we talk right now?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Just give me a minute here. But first of all, please tell me, do you remember the email address of your Amazon account?
No.
What you have put in the form is budcarroll@shaw.ca.
Yeah, that's the email address.
All right, just tell me, do you already had an exist like an Amazon account from where you buy stuff?
No.
So you
I
haven't?
Mean, I had some connection with Amazon for a few years, I guess, but not anymore.
All right, so you haven't created any account on Amazon?
Well, I do have an account on Amazon for one book. That's a small, short book.
Yeah, so we need the email address of that account in order to publish the book from the same account.
Oh.
Do you remember that email address?
No, I didn't even know I had one. I would just go online and there it would be. So, I don't know. I have a book there called My Father's House. It's about the Big Bang Theory. But I just, in Amazon, I would just go in and put it on and they would put it up.
All right. So, should we just create a new account?
At Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I say, I have one person there that doesn't like me very much because he didn't get my account.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a... So, I don't know. I've had Amazon call me about my books just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they would call me back. I told them about my problem with Amazon. They
uh-huh.
never called back.
But let me tell you, Amazon would never give you a call regarding the publishing or anything. They will simply send you an email from their official email address. It might be someone else who was trying to call you. So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, well, I don't know what my Amazon... In fact, I didn't even know I had an Amazon.
So just tell me this. Are you using any Amazon account to purchase anything online? Or is you don't?
As I say, I have that one small book on Amazon, but it just sits there. I've never sold anything.
All right.
I can take it down, but...
No, that's fine. I just need to know, like, do you have the access of that account? Do you know the email address and password of that Amazon account?
No, I don't. I could try to find it, but...
Is it possible for you to find it right now? Because the thing is, if we create a new account with the same details, so the account will be blocked. Both of the accounts will be blocked.
Well, what I'm saying is that Amazon doesn't really seem to care. They just, you just go on and enter your book, and they put it on. I had both books that you have now, I had those on Amazon for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
and as I say, I only sold one on Affinity.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do much about helping you sell your books. Or maybe they're not supposed to, I don't know. I can go on to Amazon. But I don't remember ever seeing.
Is it my father's house, a natural structure of the universe, an alternative to the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah,
that you have published on 20th October 2020.
Yes, that's the one.
I can see another book over here, The Materialistic Wall. Is it also by you?
What was the name of it? Sorry, I missed that.
Materialistic Wall. Catalyst for an Awakening, Bert Carroll.
Yeah, that's a book that I had sent. In fact, your company sold that book. And you probably still have it. That was back 10 years ago, I think.
I'm not sure about that right now.
I'm just looking at Amazon here, and I'm not quite sure. No, it doesn't look like it's... I have a one-time password, which is 850472 for Amazon.
And when did you receive it?
Oh, let's see if there's a date on this thing. It'd be August 14th, 2023.
No, it must have been expired. These are the one-time passwords and can only be used within a minute.
I'm looking through what I've got on Amazon here.
Just try to look for... Mm-hmm.
I've never did any, got into this because they looked after everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I don't know if they gave me any kind of address on it.
All right, but please tell me, are you able to access your email right now?
You want me to send you an email, did you say?
Yeah, no, you must have received an email from Amazon. It's going to be an OTP. Just check your email and let me know the OTP.
Takes a while for some reason.
No worries. No worries. Just refresh your email and do let me know once you receive it.
Yeah. Would that give me the Amazon? I never had to get into this kind of stuff, so I'm sorry I can't help you.
But the problem is we need to publish the book from your account in order to get the royalties directly into your account. That's why we need the access of the Amazon account. Once we get the access, we're going to publish the book.
But that's only for Amazon, right?
Yeah. Once Amazon is done, then we will move towards the rest of the platforms.
Yeah, you have other companies that you send books to, right?
Yep, that's right.
And so so there's no problem there.
I'm sorry?
Well, there's no problem there because I've never been on those companies.
Mm-hmm.
Except
there won't be any problem on Amazon as well. It's totally fine. If there is any problem, you will receive an official email from Amazon on your email address. You will never receive a call from Amazon.
Well, yeah, they have some people working to find authors, and they've called me. But other than that, no, nothing.
All right, so can you please check your email and see if you have received an OTP?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and there's nothing coming in yet.
It's the same email address, budcarroll@shaw.ca.
Yeah, but it just takes a while. Are you in California?
Yep.
Okay, so we're on the same time zone anyway. But I know that when I was trying to get through Book Baby, I had nothing but trouble with Amazon. And I'm just checking what they have, what they've sent me, and see if there's anything there. But so far I haven't got anything from them.
Uh-huh. So the team has just resended you the code. And if you receive it now, then do let me know, please.
No, I haven't. It's not coming in. I'm sitting here. It would come right in front of me. No, I was just looking for some of the Book Baby content to see if they got into Amazon. I know they tried, but I don't see it here. So can you not use can you not send Amazon? Does it have to be an Amazon number, or I don't quite understand it?
The thing is, we need to get the access of your Amazon account in order to publish the book on Amazon.
Well, these two books that you have. They're not on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They were, but I took them off. And I never checked to see what kind of number it was. I'm just looking for the stuff I've got on Amazon and see if there's anything here. I don't think they would send me the number anyway.
Just a minute. Let me ask the team to try to find an alternate way. Right, but tell me this, is your old, previous Amazon account linked with your phone number? Do you know this?
Well, they probably have my phone number because in the last few weeks I have got calls from Amazon.
No, it's not Amazon. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That Amazon would never give you a call.
Well, no. Oh, so you don't. So the people who called me were really not Amazon people.
No, they were not from Amazon. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you see, those are the kind of people I got involved with. And I didn't know when I got onto BookBaby that the person in Amazon that they used to create their books. He just tore my books up. He wouldn't have anything to do with it because he was the mob boss of these people. And I got out of it. And he didn't like that. I don't know his name, but BookBaby would know.
But the thing is, none of the publishing websites will ever give you a call.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You'll give me a call?
No, I'm saying no publishing platform will ever call you for the publishing or any issue with the publishing. They will simply send you an official email.
Yeah, well, I think they have once in a while. I'm looking at everything I got from Amazon right now. No, that was not it. I mean, I don't even remember ever having a number or anything like that for my book. Never thought of it.
Just give me a minute here.
Yeah, well, I'm still watching. It hasn't come through yet. overseas. But
yep.
I have a. They sent me your ebook proof rejection, and they sent me a number on it. 609-115-2290. Does that make sense?
Nope.
No.
But just give me 2 minutes here. Let me have a word, quick word with the publishing team, and let me get back to you.
Okay, you're going to call back?
Yep, I will be calling you in 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.